One of the more controversial issues expected during next year's legislature is a bill introduced by Governor Parnell that would reduce oil taxes from the current levels by as much as $2 billion a year, depending on oil market prices. Anchorage Democrat Bill Wilikowski, the chairman of the Senate's State Affairs Committee, says the nonpartisan Legislative Research Service found that the substantial decrease in revenue that would follow the tax cut could be seen by credit agencies as a negative factor.
These are the governor's numbers, and the governor's numbers show that we will be losing billions of dollars. The governor's numbers show that within the next decade, the state will be broke. According to this nonpartisan legislative research report, the research they've done, it is very likely that this will put downward pressure on our credit rating. The loss of our credit rating will have a severe impact all across Alaska.
As an example, Wilikowski says that by lowering the credit rating by one level, from AAA to AA+, the price for the Susitna Hydroelectric Project alone would increase by more than $300 million in higher interest on the bonds for the project. He says Alaska needs the revenue to build infrastructure projects and to protect jobs that Alaskans already have.
$2 billion into the Alaskan economy every year creates thousands and thousands of jobs all across the state. So you take that money out of the capital budget, which is going to happen if you pass the governor's bill, you're talking about losing probably thousands of jobs all across Alaska.
Economist Greg Erickson is editor-at-large for the Alaska Budget Report, which reported in February on the connection between the governor's tax cut and the state's credit standing. He's not ready to project the effects of credit ratings on job growth. He says the Parnell administration recognized that the reason for high credit ratings was the savings and income from the current oil tax regime. However, in the budget report's story in February, the administration denied any possible negative effects of a lower income.
But, of course, their denial, which they issued in an email to me, was totally devoid of any backup at all. They just said it. And it's been remarkable how little analysis the administration did to support its proposed policy. And it's not surprising, given the lack of analysis, that they haven't made much progress with it.
The Parnell administration did not reply to requests for a response to the legislative research report or to Wilikowski's comments. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.